Baby, I'm praying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals.
You weren't sure the tie-in, were you?
Who is this?
Wendy.
Maroon 5.
Who's the most? Come on. Come on. You liked it until you knew who this was.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here.
I love the song.
It's got the word animal in it.
I know.
Yeah.
I get on an airplane, they play the song for me. It's the same thing.
That's your theme music.
I know. I hop on a bus on the way here. I did, and they played the song.
How are you, noted pet expert Steve Dale? Everything good?
Your producer is Jasmine, so I'm great.
Yeah,
yes.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Why does she make you great? Didn't she produce your show or no?
Yes. Yes, yes.
She's writing a book about that, Steve. Did you know that?
Be a very short book.
It is. It's a pamphlet.
And the host was very short, too.
Can we get it in Pueblo, Colorado?
Yes. Like all good pamphlets.
I remember that.
Yes, we can.
No one knows what we're talking about with Pueblo, Colorado.
That's where all pamphlets emanated from.
I know.
At some point.
So when broadcasters back in the day read, get this free pamphlet, and everything was a pamphlet.
Yeah.
On whatever it was, anything. How to go fishing. It was always from Pueblo, Colorado.
Yep. And then the zip code, which I can't remember.
I don't either. But at that time when I was reading, I knew it.
Then everybody knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So the 4th of July, obviously coming a week or so away. This is a very difficult time for pets.
It is.
They panic. They hear noises. They get scared. You've told us in the past, but what do we do? How do we fix this?
Well, it can be hard. But if we start right now. Right this very
right this
moment.
Second.
Yes, there is a possibility to desensitize and counter condition.
By this time, I mean,
well, that's the thing.
Pretty,
I mean, we're
close.
Getting pretty close, but we still have time. So it depends on how afraid the dog is, if the dog is moderately fearful or the dog is terrified. But for a lot of dogs, if you start right now and play, you know what I'm talking about, Wendy, if you play Sounds of Fireworks at a very, you could do that on YouTube, you know, it's everywhere. You
right.
Can get that.
Or you can just blow some off in your yard.
No,
right.
Don't
we
do, that.
Do.
No, right. No, don't
not
do that.
Not with him out there, but Kona's not afraid of it. Maybe we all of a sudden have some fire, small fire.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to get myself in trouble. But he is not afraid.
I'm not hearing any of it.
Could you take your dog to the, like, say you knew that Yoan Moncada was batting for the White Sox and he was going to hit a home run. You could take your dog to the game and
yeah,
then
have dog
the fireworks.
Days in the,
dog for the Toledo Mudhens.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, that's
the
a minor,
Mudheads.
Yeah, Mudhens.
Minor league team.
It's a minor league baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one of those dog day events.
Yeah.
And a dog actually died.
What?
Of fright.
Oh, no.
They said because of the fireworks. Oh. Now, I've talked to veterinarians about that who have mixed feelings, and they don't believe that that's likely, that there must have been an underlying condition.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of fireworks anywhere near dogs.
Yeah, they shouldn't be. I took Kona to the LaGrange Pet Parade. I was looking for you this year. You weren't there this year.
I was not invited.
And he was very nervous with the sirens, and
sure.
I had him, you know, lay down, and he laid, and he just looked a little nervous, so I left.
Yeah, good thing.
I mean,
yeah,
you don't want to force a dog, same with fireworks and
correct.
Thunderstorms.
Correct. So what we can do at this point about fireworks, we could try to do is play those fireworks sounds at a very low volume. Do something fun with the dog, which may be as simple as giving the dog some really good treats or stuffing low-fat peanut butter inside a toy. Something the dog can enjoy and be busy with at the same time and is barely hearing those sounds. Then over time, you pump up the volume, and the dog over time will associate the noise of the fireworks with something really good.
Right.
The problem can be, in this instance, it can take weeks to do that, and we don't have weeks. They're not going to push back. They should. They should push back July 4th for the dogs. Make it July 12th this year. So they're not going to.
It would be better if it was on the 12th, you're saying?
That would give people more time at
this
point.
Oh, I get it, from a time standpoint. But also on the 4th of July, Steve, the fireworks can run for hours and hours, not continuously, but you never know when they're going to start up again.
So if you don't have time to do that, or you're not successful or semi-successful at doing that, put your dog into a room, close the door in that room, pump up a certain talk radio station.
John Philip Sousa.
Yes, play some Sousa.
You could, but I prefer
it.
My Bill and Wendy. But play what you want on the radio.
Hello, little Oogie Googie, if you're listening right now. Just any dog maybe is in a room right now listening to us, so I wanted to do a shout out.
I've never seen Steve look so scared.
That's what I call. You did. did.
You look
for being a noted pet expert and pet lover. You gave me the weirdest look.
You look like a dog hearing fireworks. And it was scaring you. Wow, that was great, Steve. What about this, Steve?
Yes.
I saw a product, I'm sure you're well aware of this product, called the Thunder Shirt.
Yes.
That they say if you put that on your dog won't be afraid anymore. So, is that true? Does that work?
It can certainly work. So what you want to do is put that dog in the room I'm talking about, pump up the sound of John Philip Sousa or better, Bill and Wendy.
Yes.
Close the window, for Christ's sake, so you don't hear the fireworks.
Yeah.
Put down the shade. Some dogs...
For cry eye.
Yeah. And then give the dog something fun to do, or have the kids go in the room and do what they call jolly the dog. So the dog is busy doing something else.
Ask
now,
jolly the dog.
Jolly
means.
The dog?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, just make the dog happy doing something else.
Oh, that's called jollying your dog?
That's the fancy.
That's code.
See what you can learn. So, yes. There are all sorts of different products that can help, and there are vests that the dogs can wear. So the Thunder Shirt is one of those three products that I know of available.
What are the others?
And it's a good one. And it's also infused, so you can get a Thunder Shirt infused with a Dactyl. That's a pheromone product.
Yeah.
So you get kind of a two for one. If not, absolutely, even if you're doing the desensitization and counter conditioning, plug in a Dactyl. That's a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment. Now, there are new...
Does that really work?
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
A-D-A-P-T-I-L.
Got it.
And you just plug it into the wall like a Glade air freshener or something like that. Except you don't smell a thing. Your dog... Actually, it doesn't smell a thing either. Your dog senses it through its vomeral nasal organ or Jacobson's organ.
Through the Jacobson's organ.
Yeah.
What'd you call it? The vomeral organ? I always call it the Jacobson's organ, but either way.
Well, you know when the tongue of a snake goes boop, boop,
like that?
Yes. What they're doing is sensing the environment with a similar organ, the same organ, actually, but in a snake and not a dog.
That's so cool.
On the roof of a dog's mouth, right in back of the front teeth.
I know.
I know. So other things you can
know.
Do.
Jacobson's organ.
Jacobson's. Right. So my neighbors back in the day.
Oh, is it named for them?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So the other things you can do are nutritional supplements that are available. There are several out there that also do lower anxiety without doing any harm. If your dog is absolutely terrified, inconsolable, and there's nothing you can do, you know that from previous years in all likelihood, contact your veterinarian now.
Yeah.
There is a drug that is specifically made for loud noises.
Really?
Pretty much. Yeah.
To calm them down
and
during loud noises.
It works. It works. And I have three things you shouldn't do when you're ready to hear them.
Let's do that in a little bit. It's noted expert, pet expert Steve Dale. He's wearing Thunder pants as we speak. He looks great in them. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is sitting right over there. If you have any questions or comments for noted pet expert Steve Dale, 312-981-7200. Steve, this is a crazy story that involves a cat and a washing machine.
Oh,
what happened?
And I've got to do the three things you should never do because I teased it.
All right.
You know, with your dog.
All right.
But, I mean, can you imagine? So now we have one now too. When you buy a washing machine, I just learned this. Who buys washing machines? But we just bought one, so I learned it. The most common washing machine now are front loaders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this woman in Minnesota was concerned that she has three cats, and she was concerned, oh my gosh, one of my cats is going to jump in there. And it's like, what? How would that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it did happen. One of her cats actually jumped in there. She had no idea. She starts the machine. So for 40 minutes, this cat is going round and round
Oh, my God. The dryer or washer?
Washer.
With detergent and everything.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, and water. So not only do cats not like, I mean, the cat could have drowned.
Oh, yeah.
But amazingly, the cat survives a concussion, loses eyesight, which came back. Incidentally, that's because of the detergent.
Yeah, or bleach. God.
Yeah, there could have been bleach in there.
Oh, my God.
I know. So the cat survives, but this woman's quite amazing and said, well, I'm telling everybody this because I want to warn people that this could happen. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And she cares about, I mean, it was just a mistake, listen, things happen.
Yep.
You know, and she happens to volunteer at a wildlife rehab center. I mean, she cares about animals, and she clearly felt terrible about Felix the cat, who clearly did have nine lives, or at least more than one.
He went through a couple of them in the rinse cycle.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Do you put a cat in with colors or blacks and white or whites only?
That's a good question.
I don't know how you do
this
that.
This was a black and white cat.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So with the colors.
Yeah,
cold
you got to do colors in cold water.
Someone wants to say, I have a Thunder shirt for my dog. I keep it in the freezer because my dog works herself up and starts panting when she's nervous. So it makes her a little cooler, and that's how Karen deals with it.
Interesting. I've not heard about the freezer part, but it makes sense for her dog.
What about the CBD treats?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of emails about those. So I don't know. And nobody does. So the studies haven't been done. Talk to your veterinarian. I suspect no harm, but I cannot assure anyone that it will work. It could. It might. We don't know. We just don't know. And so you go to a veterinary conference tomorrow, as Bill will be going to one very soon.
Yep.
And the most popular sessions are now, they used to be behavior, and they're still really popular. So
what is it now, though?
Yay for me, because I do behavior. Yeah. But CBD, people want to know. Veterinarians want to know. So the little bit that's been published, they want to know every little bit out there because the clients are asking.
Steve, three things you should never do with your dog.
Thank you for asking.
What are they?
So never, on the 4th of July.
Yes.
Although I'm not sure there's ever a good time to do this. Tie up your dog on a tether outside. Every year there are dogs that choke to death trying to get away from fireworks. And you should be out there supervising your dog anyway. Fireworks are not if a dog is outside in the backyard, but especially if there are fireworks. People sometimes holler at their dogs. This is number two. Oh. Stop being afraid. I mean, so let's say you don't like Wendy spiders.
Yes.
And I have you in a closet filled with 50,000 spiders. And you are terrified. So I go in the room and I scream at you, stop being afraid.
I'd punch you.
Yeah. And I would deserve it. Does that help?
No.
Yeah, of course not. So if nothing else, that could make the dog more afraid. And the third, never, ever do, is to self-drug or self-dose your dog. And to choose drugs that are over the counter, just
go
because
to the
you
vet.
Think, yes. So what people do is they give their dog Benadryl. That's the biggest one. They choose others, including their own anti-anxiety medications.
Nope, don't do that.
No, you don't know what the dosage is that's right for a dog. First of all, secondly, Benadryl could work to make your dog less allergic.
Yeah.
You have a smart alecky comment that's
no,
waiting
I do
to
not.
Come out. I can
no,
tell
Wendy,
by the look
I do
on
not.
Your face.
Not
and,
me.
And also make your dog a little tired. But making your dog tired doesn't lessen the fear.
Right.
And again, you know, it's not working, so I'm going to give two more Benadryl to my dog. You know, that kind of thing. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
The
don't
vet will
it.
Give you, like, puppy Prozac or
yes,
Tramadol
but some of those,
or something.
Yes, Tramadol's a good one. But, you know, some of those drugs take several weeks to kick in, up to 4 weeks or more. So talk to your veterinarian now, and the product that I mentioned earlier, I didn't mention a product name, but I can. It's called Cilio. That works within 30 minutes.
You take that every day because
sure
you're very
do.
Silly.
Thank
you don't
you.
Like
Yes, I do.
I need that too.
Where can all this information be found? Because where's your website that we will find this information?
SteveDale.tv. And I do have a long story about all this regarding fireworks and our pets.
Steve, it appears that today the governor will sign a law saying recreational marijuana is okay. This means that some pets will have contact with marijuana. What do you recommend for those pets?
That's a really good question. So we know from Colorado that people come home from the dispensary down the street with either cookies or brownies. They may have chocolate in them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it up on the counter. Now, you come home from a pharmacy and you put your drug in a cabinet.
Yeah.
You know, but this, and it's a drug, really.
Sure.
And they put it on the counter and the dog smells it and jumps up on the counter and eats them all. So this is a double whammy. So not only is it the CBD, but it's also, in many cases, chocolate. So that can make dogs really sick. They will survive in most cases,
mm-hmm.
but the combination of both is not a healthy thing. So that's a great question. Be sure to keep those products away from our pets.
I imagine they're also getting secondhand smoke, you know, being
you know,
in the same room.
That's a really good question. So when
I think the people who currently smoke are going to continue smoking when it's legal.
It won't change dramatically for
I don't
anyone?
Know. No? And I don't think people are just blowing smoke in their dog's face, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope not either, but we don't know the effects of marijuana secondhand smoke and our pets. We do have some studies about secondhand smoke in dogs and cats, and no surprise, it's harmful.
Yes, absolutely. How do you get a dog to stop barking every time someone comes in the front door? We have Kona confined to a family room, and if the front door opens, he barks. What's a good way to get him to stop barking?
Well, bring him to the door so he sees that, because he's just barking because it's like, what's going on over there?
That is it.
Yeah, yeah. So just bring Kona to the door. If you want, you could have the person walking in the door give Kona a treat. That's reassuring. So everyone walking in the door is a great person because they deliver the dog treats. That's probably, in this instance, all that's going on. The other thing is dogs will do that. You know, that's,
dogs bark.
Yeah,
I know.
They do. So some of that is not going to change as long as you have a DOG.
Dog. Yeah. Dog. Should I bark back at him?
Yes.
There are people that actually do
they
that.
They do that, don't they?
And I'm not sure that's helpful.
Somebody said if a dog bites you, bite him back. I've heard people like that, too. That's silly.
And I'm not sure that's helpful.
No.
Steve.
No.
Yes. Insiders tell me that you'll be appearing on Steve Cochran's show soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So let me go through this really, really fast. Thank you. Thank
you. How come you can't remember what you need to plug and Bill has to remember for
He's
you?
He's smarter than I am is why. So I am, you know, I talk at conferences, as you guys point out, all over the place, all around the world, really. And I happen to have two coming up in Chicago, so I want to quickly plug those if I can. The Animal Behavior Society, you'll be there, Bill, I'm sure, for their public day on July 27th. It's all free from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All these really smart PhD people and everything are going to be there speaking. Why they have me, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm speaking at 12 noon. University of Illinois at Chicago, the Center East Building, and more info on my website.
What's your topic, Steve? Have you chosen a topic yet?
Yeah, I'm talking about Fear Free,
which
is an initiative to minimize fear, anxiety, and stress of not only veterinary visits, but also in animal shelters and elsewhere. And I'll be talking about that. And I will also be, as will you be, at the Meow Meetup, which is a cat convention. It's your favorite thing.
Will there be a souvenir kiosk?
Yes.
Meowsk.
Yes. And I will be there on July 21st.
Yeah.
I'm also speaking there about Fear Free, and I'm also talking about enriching cats' lives, a talk that I call Brain Dead Fat Cats, which you will want to be there for.
I want to be there for that.
I know. And you can similarly find information and also on my website. And there's, you know how you do a discount code?
Yes.
Yeah.
In some of these? Well, apparently I'm a discount code.
Oh.
So you type in my name and you get $5 off. Oh.
Steve Dale?
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I think so. Yeah. You get $5 off admission. And yes, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Are you bringing a puppy?
Yes.
Oh.
From One Tail at a Time. So One Tail at a Time is an amazing rescue organization. They have an initiative where they're building a new building, Capital Campaign. I will talk about that with someone from One Tail at a Time, and we will have a little shih tzu mix that we will, I can say that on the radio.
I guess you can.
Yeah, that we'll be adopting out, I hope. And that's at 9 o'clock with Mr. Cochran tomorrow morning.
What will you do? Dave Ennett is not here to roll around on the floor with the puppy. Will Carmen do that? Mark Carmen?
Oh, yeah.
He'll do it.
Yeah, but
why don't you come in early?
I can't tomorrow.
Oh.
Any other day.
But he rolls on the floor in anyway.
Right.
I mean, that's what he does at commercial breaks.
I want to read a text from 708. I'm not even a pet owner, but Steve Dale needs more radio time. 30 minutes on Sunday morning is not nearly enough of him.
Oh,
I agree.
Thank you.
Need a longer show.
Thank you. Thank you. I get those all the time. Thank you.
Nice to see you, noted pet expert Steve Dale.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
A quick break, some news, more show. Yeah. And then us, Bill and Wendy, WGN.